Good afternoon. This is Akashwani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for support on India's defining reform of the 21st century to empower women, addresses Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi ahead of special parliament session. Election campaign intensifies in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu as top leaders of various parties hold rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Oil prices surge over $100 per barrel after US announces blockade of Iran ports. Sensex tumbles around 1.2% while Nifty declines nearly 290 points as West Asia crisis deepens. Last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle to take place in Mumbai today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's Nari Shakti has reached new heights through hard work, courage and confidence. He urged everyone to come together to empower women by expanding opportunities. Addressing the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said India is going to take one of the biggest decisions of the 21st century and this decision is dedicated to women's empowerment.
भारत 21वीं सदी के सबसे बड़े निर्णयों में से एक निर्णय लेने जा रहा है। मैं बहुत जिम्मेवारी के साथ कह रहा हूं कि 21वीं सदी के महत्वपूर्ण निर्णयों में से एक महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय यह है। यह निर्णय नारी शक्ति को समर्पित है, नारी शक्ति वंदन को समर्पित है। हमारे देश की संसद एक नया इतिहास रचने के करीब है, एक ऐसा नया इतिहास जो अतीत की संकल्पनाओं को साकार करेगा, जो भविष्य के संकल्पों को पूरा करेगा, एक ऐसे भारत का संकल्प जो समता मूलक हो, जहां सामाजिक न्याय केवल एक नारा न हो लेकिन हमारी कार्य संस्कृति का, हमारे वर्क कल्चर का, हमारी निर्णय प्रक्रिया का स्वाभाविक
He said the parliament is on the verge of creating new history, one that will fulfill the aspirations of the past and the future. Prime Minister Modi said from the state legislative assemblies to the parliament of the country, the long wait of decades is coming to an end on the 16th, 17th and 18th of this month.
राज्यों की विधानसभाओं से लेकर देश की संसद तक दशकों की प्रतीक्षा के अंत का समय 16, 17, 18 है। 2023 में नई संसद में नारी शक्ति वंदन अधिनियम के रूप में प्रथम कदम उठाया था। वह समय से लागू हो सके, महिलाओं की भागीदारी हमारे लोकतंत्र को मजबूती दे, इसके लिए 16 अप्रैल से संसद के बजट सत्र की विशेष बैठक का आयोजन होने जा रहा है।
The Prime Minister said the Panchayati Raj institutions are a remarkable example of women's leadership. Mr. Modi stated that today over 14 lakh women are successfully serving in local government bodies in India.
हमारे देश में महिला नेतृत्व का एक बेहतरीन उदाहरण पंचायती राज संस्थाएं भी हैं। आज भारत में 14 लाख से अधिक महिलाएं लोकल गवर्नमेंट बॉडीज में सफलतापूर्वक काम कर रही हैं। लगभग 21 राज्यों में तो पंचायतों में उनकी भागीदारी करीब करीब 50% तक पहुंच चुकी है।
The Congress, Janata Dal United and Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas have issued a three-line whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha to remain present in the House from the 16th to the 18th of April. The parties have directed all its MPs to be present in the House during the upcoming Parliament session and support the party stand. As the West Bengal State Assembly elections are nearing, campaigning is now reaching its peak. Star campaigners from various parties are holding meetings, rallies and public gatherings to win over voters. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Birbhum in support of party candidates. He strongly criticized the misrule of the Trinamool Congress. Mr. Shah said leaders of the ruling party are corrupt and got involved in multiple scams, including municipal and education recruitment, Rashan distribution and the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, alongside public meetings in Khairasol in Birbhum and Khandra West Burdwan. He will also hold a roadshow at Rajendra Prasad Avenue in the district. Meanwhile, Trinamool Congress Supremo and Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee at a public meeting in Suri, Birbhum, alleged that after the CAA, the BJP is attempting to implement NRC. She claimed they are trying to change Bengal's history. CPIM and Congress candidates are also participating in public meetings and door-to-door campaigning. One of the top Congress leaders, Rahul Gandhi, is arriving in the state tomorrow for election campaigning. Campaigning has intensified for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections. In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Virudhunagar district, which was created in 1985 when Ramanathapuram was trifurcated. More from our correspondent.
The district has 2,25,461 electors. There are 288 polling stations in the district. It has 7 assembly constituencies, namely Satur, Rajapalayam, Srivilliputtur, Virudhunagar, Aruppukottai and Thirichuri. The key constituency is Satur in Virudhunagar district. This constituency is important because Nainar Nagendran, the state BJP's chief, is in the fray. He joined BJP from AIADMK party in August 2017 and was elected from Tirunelveli Assembly constituency in 2021. Earlier as an ADMK candidate, he won in 2001-2011 assembly elections. He also served as a minister in late Chief Minister Jayalalitha's cabinet. This time, he is contesting from Satur. Sitting MLA ARR Raghman of the DMK is seeking re-election from here. This constituency was formed in 1952. AIADMK won 5 times and DMK won 6 times. KKSSR Ramachandran had won from here as an ADMK candidate 3 times and also as a DMK candidate thrice. Now he is seeking re-election from Aruppukottai, also in Virudhunagar district. Joy, Akashwani reporting from Chennai.
Ahead of the upcoming state assembly elections, the Supreme Court is set to hear arguments today on the SIR process. The case will be taken up by a bench led by Chief Justice Suryakant along with Justice Ajoy Mallya Bagchi and Vipul M. Pancholi. The voter list has already been frozen for 2 phases of polling. Under the Apex Court's supervision, more than 27 lakh names were removed after adjudication. The Supreme Court is likely to decide about the fate of the valid voters cleared by the tribunal. If the tribunal recognizes them again as valid voters, the Supreme Court may decide today whether they can cast their ballots in this election or not. Tribunal proceedings are also beginning from today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said India has left its mark in the sports arena in the last few years and a new era in the sports field has started in the last 11 years. He was speaking at the inaugural ceremony of the Sansad Khel Mahakumbh event in his parliamentary constituency, Lucknow, this morning. The Uttar Pradesh government has introduced a set of measures to strengthen labour welfare and improve working conditions following a high-level review chaired by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath on issues in select districts. Industrial development authorities have been directed to begin dialogue with industry bodies and individual units within 24 hours to address workers' concerns. We have more from our correspondent.
As part of the directives, strict compliance with labor laws has been mandated, particularly in Gautam Buddha Nagar, including timely payment of wages and double overtime pay without deductions. Under the new guidelines, workers must receive weekly holidays and any Sunday work must be compensated at twice the wage rate. To ensure financial security and transparency, industries have been directed to pay wages in a single installment by the 10th of every month and issue salary slips to ensure transparency. Emphasizing workers' safety, dignity and rights, the Chief Minister has stated that fair wages, a safe work environment and basic facilities are non-negotiable. In response to recent unrest in some industrial areas, he called for immediate engagement between authorities, employers and worker representatives to resolve issues through dialogue while reiterating that timely payment and proper overtime compensation must be strictly enforced. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The U.S. military will start maritime blockade of Iranian ports today following President Donald Trump's orders to block the Strait of Hormuz. According to the United States Central Command, CENTCOM, the blockade will apply to all ships going in and out of Iranian ports and coastal regions. However, ships passing through the Strait of Hormuz to non-Iranian ports will be allowed. In response, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps has warned that any attack or mistake by the U.S. or its allies would face a strong reaction. Iran also claimed it has full control over the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. President Donald Trump has ordered immediate blockade of the Strait of Hormuz after the collapse of peace talks with Iran. Mr. Trump described the move as necessary to stop Iran's extortion and nuclear ambitions and predicted Tehran would soon return to negotiations on American terms.
I would say it's holding well. Their military is destroyed. Their whole navy is underwater. You know that 158 ships are gone. Their navy's gone. Most of their mine droppers are gone. We have a lot of people, as you know, at 10 o'clock tomorrow, we have a blockade going into effect. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow. Other nations are working so that Iran will not be able to sell oil.
Global oil prices jumped above $100 a barrel as energy markets reopened in Asia after the U.S. announced a blockade of Iranian ports. Global benchmark Brent crude is up by 8.5% at $102.37 a barrel, while West Texas Intermediate is 9% higher at $105.34 a barrel. Major stock indices in Asia slipped in trade today. The Nikkei 225 in Japan fell by 0.8%, while South Korea's Kospi was down by 1.8%. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading 1% down in the afternoon session amid weak global cues. The Sensex fell 763 points to 76,787, while the Nifty dropped 231 points to 23,820 when reports last came in. The final darshan of legendary singer Asha Bhosle is underway at her Mumbai residence, with key personalities from across all walks of life paying their respects to Asha Tai. Asha Bhosle passed away yesterday due to multi-organ failure at the age of 92 at a private hospital. The funeral procession will proceed from Bhosle's residence to the Shivaji Park Crematorium in Dadar, where the last rites are scheduled to be performed at 4 p.m. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
Crowds of emotional admirers have gathered at Asha Bhosle's residence to bid their final adieu to the beloved voice of Indian music. Her body, wrapped in the tricolour, is adorned with white lilies. Maharashtra Governor Jishnu Dev Verma, Ministers Ashish Shelar and Mangal Prabhat Lodha, NCP MP Praful Patel, Mumbai Mayor Ritu Tavde, Shiv Sena UBT Chief Uddhav Thackeray and his family, former Union Minister Sushil Kumar Shinde and his daughter sitting MP Praniti Shinde, actors Asha Parekh, Tabbu, Rakesh Roshan and Ritesh Deshmukh, composer A.R. Rahman, singers Anuradha Paudwal, Sudesh Bhosle and Javed Ali, cricket icon Sachin Tendulkar, among others, paid tribute to the departed soul. Banners paying respects to Asha Tai have been erected across Mumbai, echoing the sentiments of lakhs of fans, Abhi na jao chhodkar, ke dil abhi bhara nahi.
In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will take on Rajasthan Royals at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls for support on India's defining reform of the 21st century to empower women, addresses Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi ahead of special parliament session. Election campaign intensifies in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu as top leaders of various parties hold rallies and roadshows to woo voters. Oil prices surge over $100 a barrel after U.S. announces blockade of Iran ports. Sensex tumbles around 1.2% while Nifty declines nearly 290 points as West Asia crisis deepens. Last rites of legendary singer Asha Bhosle to take place in Mumbai today. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Rajasthan Royals in Hyderabad this evening. With that, we end the midday news.